thing that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 6:13, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, feels good that it's Wednesday, man. This week was kind of dragging in the beginning. I don't know, Monday was a long day. Tuesday, I don't really remember, but you know what? We're here halfway through the week. Feels good.
It does feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of going by a little quicker than I thought, but
it's nice. It's all right. With that said, we do got to keep her moving here. It is time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
You know, I think the worst part about this story is for the woman who got robbed, the fact that she had to list a bunch of items to the cops that maybe weren't the most comfortable to list. So here's what happened.
Stolen
ones. So a 37-year-old guy in Pennsylvania named Michael Holden broke into his neighbor's home last Tuesday while she was sleeping on the couch. And he stole all of her bedroom toys. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh.
You know, the bedroom toys of the adult nature. He snagged her bank card, $700 in cash, and a bunch of love toys valued at $160. His place is about a block from her house, and it sounds like they know each other. Another neighbor saw him break in, and just from the description, the woman knew who it was. When she and her boyfriend confronted him, he admitted to it, and it turned out the neighbor's security camera also caught him on video.
Who wants a bunch of used sex toys, you know?
Honestly, Hunter, we've done a lot of stories on here. That's not that shocking to me, all right? There's a lot of degenerates on planet Earth that would be more than happy to steal a bunch of used sex toys. Uh-huh. I mean, come on now.
Uh-huh. I'm assuming they were all hers, not
necessarily. It doesn't say. I mean, maybe there was some couples ones. The police report didn't give the full list. It's not like there's like, all right, so you're missing the Great American Challenge. You're missing the Glass Glow Dark Dildo. You're missing Everybody Loves Dildo.
Well, here's the thing. For insurance purposes, you tell them you got the most expensive stuff. You did get the Great American Challenge. You did get that nice golden,
golden dildo? Is that what you...
I was trying to get there, I guess, but I'll let you say it.
So in prep for this story, I looked up, adult toys names, and I'm on Cosmopolitan.com, and they have the 84 sex toys for mind-blowing orgasms. How about this one? The Greedy Girl Thrusting Rabbit.
Good Lord.
The Mini Secret Affair Bullet Vibrator. Ooh. Vibrating pleasure beads, Eve's triple pleasure. Good, look at that thing. Good God, man.
You know, it's a nice day of shopping at the old sex store with the wife. What, the vibrating beads, or would you like?
I like this one. What about this one? Wander Woman Wand Vibrator. Good name, Wander Woman. That's nice. What else do we got? We got the, some of these are pretty boring.
Yeah.
The Fusion Enigma Vibrator.
Sounds like it works. Sounds like it'll get you there.
Here, this is the best one. Biggs Bunny Girthy Rechargeable Rabbit Vibrator.
Yeah. I'm sure that it doesn't sound cheap. That's for sure.
That's $90. But hey, it's got girthy in the title, so I'm going to take it. I'll take it. Actually, you know what? Give me two. I'll take two. All right. Well,
Something you need to make up for, right?
Yeah, good for you. Oh, good for you. So, ladies, I guess the best advice I can give you after this story is that just in case someone breaks in and steals all your toys, maybe have a list ready to give to the cops so you don't have to verbally say the names of all your sex toys. That's the best advice I can give you right there. Right there.
Are those tax write-offs, too? Can you write those off?
Maybe. I don't know. If your job is for your OnlyFans page, then possibly. Possibly.
Well, you're working from home.
Yeah.
You got to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
It counts. All right. There you go. That's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.